I don't know why Chris turned into Emeril Lagasse with a bam in the middle of that.
That's the best
thing,
part. But everything that he did, I was just waiting for the second bam. I didn't know if the first bam was setting up a second bam, but the second bam was so good.
I thought that was your deal. Like, after you get, we go bang bang. You're going to do the little finger guns at me and kind of bang bang it along the way.
I think took it from Dave Chappelle. That's it. From the Chappelle
Show. Not a bad guy to steal from. Yeah. Right. Okay. So real quick on the car pizza before we take this very important
bang
call. You guys know my deal when it comes to food, fast food, all that stuff. The one part about it that's really kind of gross, quite frankly, makes your car smell terrible. It makes your car smell like a deep fryer, even if you just take it from the store back to the house and it's a three-block ride.
Yep.
What in the world does your ride smell like if you've left a pizza in it overnight? That's
about
Chris,
this?
That's a bad, bad jam.
Trav, what was it a couple weeks ago where I said, remember I had taken the booster shot and then I came back, I didn't know what was in me, and I came out firing and I was angry at everybody. And
I like
then
that guy.
The next night I had to do – I mentioned some friends were coming into town from Seattle, blah, blah, blah. So we picked up some food. When I went, there was a place in South Pasadena area, let's say 10, 12 minutes from here. I went and picked up Indian food, the Indian food in my car in that 10, 12 minutes.
Very
I think it's still there. I think it's still there.
Say,
I think there's still chicken masala smell. Yeah.
That's not a salad. it's not a mixed green salad that you're transporting in your car.
Going to Laker games. I'm like, I think my suit smells like naan.
Yeah, that doesn't smell so bad.
That smells amazing.
Good.
Yeah, that's
it
good.
Really does.
Garlic
ESPN
corn.
Radio brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. So, kind of peeling the onion a little bit, right? Like, we're finding out that Emily doesn't like Cheez-Its on a date, but that it's, you know, if they go through the drive-thru, that's a little bit different because there's a little time and all of these things. And we found out that Emily's 25 years old, and she has kind of a range of people that she would be interested in getting to know. And a little bit older than her up until their low 30s, but not too much younger that she doesn't want to deal with immature men. Brings us to Costa Mesa and Connor. Connor, you're on Travis and Slee. What's going on, Connor?
What's up, Travis and Slee? Thanks so much for taking my call. Love your guys' show. I cannot believe they put me on. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah,
we can hear you okay. We're both kind of like parents right now listening. So go ahead. What do you have?
Yeah, this is hilarious. So I was listening to yesterday, and she loves this acts as a question for Emily. She was talking about cold pizza yesterday, and I was like, oh, that's funny enough. Not many people do. Love cold pizza. It's my favorite food. And then she mentioned that she worked at Chick-fil-A, and I was a Chick-fil-A cow in high school,
okay.
So I also worked at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, we're still listening. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, so I have a question for her. Pros and cons for Emily and I getting coffee. Pros of getting coffee with me, Emily, would be it gets you out of your bed in the early morning. It's free coffee, and it's a hilarious story of how our first date happened. Also, cons of getting first coffee with me, obviously it gets you outside of your comfort zone, which some people would argue is a good thing. So what do you say?
I got to say, pretty good sales pitch. I'm listening to the timeshare for sure. Costa Mesa is a hike. So that's what I've heard. But I also don't know
stop.
The geography.
I make that drive every day.
Where are you?
Wait, guys, let her finish. Let her finish. This is the key.
But
we got to listen to Emily here. Go ahead.
I got to say, one, anybody who worked at Chick-fil-A too, I have a kinship
a
with.
Connection.
And I also was the cow at Chick-fil-A as well. So I think this is a pretty good selling point. So you got me intrigued. I'll listen to further talks.
Yeah, she's willing to consider the proposition a little further. So I guess at this point, Connor, we turn it over to you guys. You are the young.
It's a great bit.
By the way, very quickly, Connor, do you fit into the appropriate age range that Emily requires? Are you between 32
and
25?
I'm 30 years old. I have a full-time job. I live in a house, have a roommate, never been
full-time
married
job.
Before.
Do you have a bed frame?
Finance.
That's the main thing. Oh. It's like if your mattress is on the floor, that's a no-go for any young man.
Yes, I have a bed frame, bedside table, desk in my room. I work from home most days.
Wow.
This sounds like Connor is a functioning adult, Emily.
This is working in the right thing.
Connor, bro, ask for the number. Just ask for the number. This is the time.
Well,
boy,
I'm not going to
say it
over
here.
Do the DM thing, and I look forward to hearing about the first date between Connor and Emily.
Chris will love this
bit.
It's going
to
be great.
Yes, absolutely. All right,
hilarious.
Connor. Good job, man.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. See you, Emily. I'll talk to you soon.
Damn right you will. Look at Connor. I like that.
There you go.
Look, throwing that in at the
end. I'm looking at Emily right now on the Zoom, and she got a little smile on her face. Like I feel like you were kind of listening to the pitch. You feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I like to be desired. That's one thing I'd like to say. So, it's nice.
Who doesn't? Okay.
One analysis on Connor here? Okay, Emily.
Yeah.
You don't like cold pizza, right?
No, I do like cold pizza.
Wait, but I thought the pizza sitting room temperature is kind of like the preference of the pizza, correct?
But it's not warm. I guess it's not cold, but yeah. I guess I don't deny cold pizza either.
Lukewarm.
So the thing is, I think my biggest thing is that I don't like it reheated. So if it's in the fridge, if someone puts it in the fridge, not me, I will eat it.
So,
but if it's put in the oven later on, I don't really want it.
Can I just give an observation from what just happened here? Connor sounds like a cool dude. Like I don't know. The fact that the guy called into the show, you know, played around with it as well, listed out some pros, listed out some cons. I like the style because you know what could have easily happened? He didn't call into the show and he didn't make a move. He didn't do any of that stuff. Kind of a fan of Connor. Not gonna lie.
No, that was a pretty good way of doing it. Absolutely, Emily. It was the bed frame question. Like are you still like? Here's what I'm picking up. Maturity is an important part of your decision-making tree, right? And bed frame means you've taken the time to live an adult life for a period of time. Am I reading
exactly
this right?
Yes, okay. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
You've set yourself up that you're not living in a college dorm room anymore.
Right. I don't have mail crates or holding up my coffee table.
Can I tell you one of the greatest
things? We just got
rid
of those last week in the Rogers household, by the way.
One of the greatest things in life is what we call competition. Competition means Connor doesn't think that he's got the field to himself, right? Connor doesn't all of a sudden think that he's in the driver's seat right here. Trav, there is another caller that would like to chime in and give his thoughts on why he should take Emily out for a cup of coffee. So why don't we go to Dave in Thousand Oaks here. Dave, we appreciate you calling in, man. I don't know what you thought of Connor. I thought Connor was a good dude. I thought he was very prepared. I thought he was professional. So give us your elevator pitch here.
I mean, yeah, nothing against Connor. It definitely seems like he puts the FU in fun right on for him. You know, poster.
Coming out
I
hot.
I worked in the NFL. I worked for the Los Angeles Rams in Thousand Oaks at their practice facility. So I'm in the sports world, so it's a little bit more to relate with. You know, it's but my, I mean, my pitch is a little different, but I'm more easygoing. It seems like he's a little amped up, but you know, I'll leave it at that, man. So,
my favorite part of this,
the best, you know, you get situation, you get out of it, you know, you can make an internet friend in the future, I don't know, or buddy out of it. But you never know what it can come to. But, yeah, I just thought it was intriguing on the applications and the interviews that you guys were going through on the phone, and I just thought it was – I had to chime in on my own with that one.
I like it. He's not going to let someone else kind of jump to the front of the line if this is how they're going to do it. Dave wants in on this. It's kind of an interesting play. And, Emily, you take me through this. Like, Dave's play was half – hey, I got some stuff that you and I might have in common. Like
the other was
thing.
Pushing down the competition.
The other half was
bit.
let me take a dump on old Connor real quick. So it's kind of an interesting.
I like competitiveness.
Okay, so which of the two pitches were more intriguing to you? You can
say
yes to both, by the way.
Yes, I mean we can make this into a whole bit. I can go on all these blind dates.
I feel like,
but
I'm the host
I do like
a
commonality
sudden.
In work. I do like that aspect of someone who can relate. But I also don't like when I go on dates with men and they try to up me on sports talk. So that's the only thing that I don't find super attractive. So if we can have a nice little conversation, not just about sports, I'm okay with that as well.
Fellas,
so
don't bring the box score to your coffee, okay? Don't start going.
Don't worry,
because
this happened before. So that's not an exaggeration.
No, I get it. But, you know, points in the paint, 70-67. I mean, that says it all. Don't do that, guys.
They need to run behind Andrew Whitworth more. I'm just telling you right now, when they run behind Andrew Whitworth, they're having a lot of success. When they go to the other side, you know, Rob Havenstein, he's fine in pass protection, but when you go right behind Rob Havenstein, it's just not quite there. Let me tell you about Odell Beckham Jr. and why he has actually fit in better than Robert Woods.
Yeah, I was going to say, to both, the DMs are open. So make it a longer pitch there.
So Al, how long have you been in your relationship with Lady Slee?
We've been together for a long time, over 6-7 years.
Okay, so this is exciting for both Alan and myself, Emily, because it's been a minute since we've had, you know, for me, I've known my wife since we were 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is very different for me. This is very exciting. I'm here for this, Al. I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited to hear you. I'm not telling you what to do, obviously, Emily, but I would, if you are interested, I would like you to schedule these sooner than later so we can continue to discuss how this goes. Does that
I'm
work
a busy
for you?
Lady, but we'll see.
All right, fair enough.
Just
fair
give
enough.
A thought, and then, you know, Trav and I will be at the table next to you guys, and we'll be live streaming as well. We'll be mic'd up what, doing the play. You do play-by-play, I'll do color.
Why are you guys at Starbucks in Costa Mesa?
What
are
Ooh, you doing? Connor here? Does not go in and offer dessert. Not a good move from Connor right there.
All right. You talked to Brian Windhorst.
Dave just called his mother in the middle of a date. What is Dave doing?
Hey, look, like Emily, the DMs are open. The phone lines are open too. 877-710-ESPN. It's Travis Lee, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who was that voice? Never knew who that was. That some Funchess guy from a million years ago. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton. You hear her right there. Happy 76th to Dolly. Dolly does the thing that arguably might be the most difficult thing for any, especially any person in this country to pull off. Everybody likes her.
That's true.
Everybody likes Dolly Parton. That in so much polarization and, you know, opinions on this, that, and the next thing, the list of people that are universally liked is very, very short, and Dolly might be near the top of the list.
I didn't know this, actually. There is a most likable person in the world list.
Oh, really?
Did you know this?
Where did I fall?
You are – okay, who do you think is number one most likable person in the world?
I'd hate to be this
guy. At least on this list.
We're going to need to define likability. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know what the word
I don't think this one will shock you.
Okay. The most like Tom Hanks.
The Rock.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
He's kind of on all spectrums of it. Yep.
I like Dolly more than I like The Rock. I mean, The Rock's fine. I don't dislike The Rock. But if you're telling me you want to spend an hour with dinner with The Rock or Dolly Parton, I think I'm going to pick Dolly.
I think
she's lived a long and interesting life.
I think I'm going with – I'd take a Will Ferrell. I think everybody likes Will Ferrell as well.
Another good
and if
one.
I could spend
Another
an hour with one. Will Ferrell, which is still the most baller thing I've ever – the story that you said you guys were doing a broadcast and Will Ferrell just comes into it and says, hey, I was just listening.
I'm not going to lie, Al. It is my favorite story, too. That it was me, Key, and LZ. We're doing the show at the bank, like as an LAFC kind of day. And we're just doing the show. We're there on the stage. And I see this dude walk in the back of the room. And I see him. And I'm like, wow, that looks a lot like Will Ferrell. Wow, that guy looks a lot like Will Ferrell. And he gets a little closer. It's Will Ferrell. And we kind of look at each other, and it's, hey, and I kind of, like, motion to the empty seat, like, hey, you want to come up? And he kind of shrugged his shoulder, like, sure. And like you just said, I was listening to you guys dropping my kids off at school, and I thought I'd just swing by and say what's up, and I nearly fell off my chair.
Yeah,
it's pretty great. How about this one? What about Steph Curry? To go to the sports world for a second, is there anybody on earth that doesn't like Steph Curry?
I think so. I think there's some people.
Yeah.
He's very, very, very likable. Actually, no, it is a good point because even people who don't know anything about the NBA, people who don't know anything about the NBA, they know who Steph Curry is. Like, they know Steph. So that's a pretty good one.
Yes.
That's a pretty good one.
By the way, like Draymond, a little polarizing.
Yeah.
Right? There's some people that are not Team Draymond. Clay's another one. Clay doesn't have quite the cure, like he's not in as many things as Clay or as, yeah. as Steph, right? Like Steph's yeah. on Subway commercials and all this stuff. Clay's in a couple of
Family Man. Those, wife is popular too with what she does and everything else. So I think that has something to do with it. Okay,
today's
stat hero of the day. We can get back into this in regards to Frank Vogel. So he's 116-71. That's his record with the Lakers as a head coach. 18-9 in the postseason. Obviously helped the Lakers to their 17th NBA championship. And Trav, the conversation, you can't. These last, by the way, this didn't start yesterday. It didn't start 2 weeks ago. It didn't even start a month ago. I think there's been some conversation once the season started with the Lakers. Hey, is this thing working out? We know how this works. The scapegoat in sports, whether you think, hey, Frank Vogel is a huge reason why the Lakers are sitting at 22-22, or if you think it's something else, whatever the case is, the scapegoat's always going to be your head coach. So that's been the conversation a lot these last couple of days. And I think I was having a conversation with Brian Windhorst yesterday. He came on Lakers Talk. I want to play something from him because one of the points that he said – talked about, yes, there is a strong likelihood that if the Lakers made a coaching change, I don't think it would be a surprise or a shock. But what is it going to mean if they do it? Take a quick listen to this. So that one sticks out to me because, Trav, if I kind of try to paint the picture for the Lakers right now, and we're looking at the Lakers, the present, and we're also looking at the future. The present is this with the Lakers. They're a 500 basketball team. They're all in the situation that they are. They have zero margin for error to win any game. So yep. you play – if LeBron James isn't the best player on the floor, there's a good chance Lakers, what's going to happen in that game?
It's not going to go their way.
Okay, they're probably going to lose. If LeBron plays great, but the role players don't step up, they're probably going to lose that game. They need kind of all stars to align just to win one game. Okay, well, eventually Anthony Davis is going to come back. Is AD going to come back and all of a sudden be the savior to this Lakers team? The biggest problem with that is we hesitate because we say, I don't know what's going to – is AD going to come back and all of a sudden he's what he was 15 months ago? Or is it going to be the Anthony Davis we're watching for the first couple months of the season, which we know is not good enough to change the Lakers from where they are today to, hey, now they can compete with the Suns and the Warriors or some of these other teams?
So yeah, I don't think he's going to get a chance. I think it's going to happen before then. The second this story started, what's today? Today's Wednesday. I mentioned it on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. I mentioned it that, look, this is when they had that game in Denver and they got humiliated, right? They got beat by 37 points. They were down by 42 by a Denver team that's mediocre, right? And Russell Westbrook said we didn't play hard. Dwight Howard said we didn't play hard. LeBron James apologized. Magic Johnson comes in off the top rope and says Laker fans deserve better. That was the, okay, here it comes. This is the first domino of the coach is going to get fired. You know what the next domino is? What happened yesterday where everybody's tied. It's in the newspaper. It's in the Athletic. It's online. Yep. It's all. And this is not just guys speculating. These are people that are plugged into places. These are reporters. They talk to people. This stuff doesn't come out of thin air. This stuff doesn't, because if these are the easiest things to make go away. Hey, Frank, do you think is Frank Vogel's job in jeopardy? No. He's going to be with us to the end of the season. Story's over. We're mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. This is the next step in this. They're going on a 6-game road trip after they play Indiana tonight. The 6 games that they're going to play on the road are mostly against teams that they will be favored to lose to. And if they have a couple that – there was a report that said, hey, look, had that Utah game been anything like the Denver game, it probably would have happened that night. This was just, we're going to wait a day. It's hard to do it after a win. It's coming. Now, whether it's his fault or not is an entirely different conversation. I don't think it is, but I don't think it really matters. This is the NBA. You fight – when it goes badly, the coach gets fired. That's the order of operations, and it's going to happen. I'll bet you a nickel – big stakes. Mm-hmm. You can use it on your virtual poker life that he does not come back from that road trip as the head coach of the team. I really think we're that close to the end of the line, because if they have a cut, if they have something that's even Denver adjacent, by the way, Miami, Philly, Brooklyn, okay, you get one of those teams that drops and you lose by 25 points, I think we're really close to the end of the line.
Well, I'm gonna go with this. I don't know how much things will change if that is the case, because, you know, here's the kind of reality of where the Lakers are. The reality is you know, I mentioned you got to almost play perfect basketball right now. There is no margin for error. The new goal is you have to stay out of the play-in tournament. That's the new goal right now. The new goal is don't be a seventh or an eighth seed, because now you're going to have to play Phoenix or Golden State in the first round. Trav, do you think a new voice, if it's Fizdale or it's something else, I don't know how much of that's going to change. And those were some of the points Windhorst was trying to make, is if Frank Vogel goes, not many people are going to think, well, it's because Frank Vogel, the Lakers are in this position. They're going to look at, obviously, the offseason that the Lakers, the moves that they made, how that has panned out. And that's really the reason, the main reason why they're 22-22.
Well, so what happens next, right? Mm-hmm. Like let's say that this goes the way that it feels like it's going. Mm-hmm. Okay, which is something short of an NBA championship. A title seems borderline pipe dream at this point. You're going to probably have a new coach. You're going to have a different roster next season. But the fact of the matter is, LeBron is still LeBron. AD is now your future and your present. And now that is a question mark that we didn't think we'd be asking a year ago. What's coming up next is God only knows. Like, it felt like everything was kind of set up. You ride LeBron as long as you can while he's a top guy, and then just very seamlessly, hey, AD, cool. Let's just ride that as long as we can. Now you're kind of in no man's land. And that happened fast. It literally happened in one season. That's how quickly it happened.
Stat Hero, by the way, exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa show. Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives a player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for a 100% deposit match. Just to play off what you just said, Trav, what happens next? What happens moving forward? You know, I think you ever in this situation where you want to worry about tomorrow, but you're like, I just got to get through this day. I just got to get through this day. I feel like that's the Lakers right now, where they know that tomorrow is also going to be a challenge, but when they're just fighting to just get through this season, Lakers play Pacers tonight. Indiana is one of those teams that looks like they might sell off some of their guys. Miles Turner, Domantas Sabonis may go. The other issue with the Lakers is you can't really improve the roster the way you want to because you don't have pieces for it. So you're in this weird little predicament. Your coach is not guaranteed to play out the rest of the season. Your players, you're asking basically that with the roster that you have, you got to play perfect basketball to win games. AD, you're not 100% sure which AD is coming on a night-in, night-out basis. And then on top of all that, you don't have the assets to go improve your roster up until the trade deadline. You know, really improve your roster. That's the spot that the Lakers are in right now, and that's kind of just the reality of their situation.
Let's try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Solomon, Lake Balboa. Solomon, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I got to blow off some steam here, if you don't mind. I find this so stupid. You know, I liken it to this. You had a bad day at work, okay? Check it out. You come home and you kick the dog. Is the dog's fault you had a bad day at work? Is it Frank Vogel's fault that you gave him a team that's probably not the team he wanted, and the Lakers were on the verge of signing Buddy Hield and keeping Alex Caruso? This is the work of LeBron James, who, to me, I've said it before and I'll say it again, is the de facto GM for the Lakers. And, you know, and you sort of stuck Vogel with this team, and now you're going to make him the scapegoat. That's irritating, man. That is really irritating.
Solomon, I'm not telling you not to feel the way that you feel. I appreciate what you're saying, my friend. That's like the NBA. That's how it works. This is not new. This is not new. Of course it's not his fault. Of course he was given a roster that was deeply flawed. Of course they saddled him with a star player that has underperformed. Outside of the Laker universe, the Westbrook thing was a really mixed bag for most people. But that's the job. When you sign up to be an NBA head coach, you know that, you're going to get, unless your name's Greg Popovich or Phil Jackson, you're going to get fired. That's the job. Everybody knows that. Frank Vogel knows that. You also know that when you do get fired, it's probably going to be because of circumstances way beyond your control, which is what's happening now. That's the gig. This is not new. It's his turn to have to wear the hair shirt because it's his turn to have to wear it. Isn't that fair? No. The reality of it? Yeah. It's going to happen.
And that's always going to be the scapegoat, and that's Pelinka's obviously not going to fire himself. LeBron is not going to come out and say, you know what, this offseason we should have done this or we should have. No, it's going to fall on the coach, period. And I think that's the point that you were trying to make. I think, Trav, you kind of mentioned this a couple different times. it's not a question mark. It really doesn't matter whose fault is it. It's not. It's going to fall on the coach. Period.
Yep.
That's the quickest.
It's going to fall on the coach.
The easiest
and then it's
going to
fall
solution.
On Russell Westbrook. That's mm-hmm. That's the order of operations. Vogel gets it, and then the next thing is we turn to Russell Westbrook, and at the end of the season, you try to move him or whatever. This is I could have written this script back in May. This was the way that these things go. When it goes bad, now it could have gone
when it
well,
goes bad.
When it goes bad, this is what it is. The coach and then the guy that you just brought in for big money or to fix the thing. That's how it goes every single time.
But even
Trev,
but
new.
Even with all of that. Nobody thought they'd be in this spot. Nobody. Like right
no,
now.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
22-22, no. You know, kind of fighting to stay out of the play-in tournament. That heightens it even more.
Travis Lee is brought to you by Goodyear. With you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. So the Raiders got hooked on Saturday against the Bengals. That was nothing to what happened 20 years ago. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Things happen fast, right? Like, I don't know, this isn't the equivalent of going viral, but it happened like something that went viral. Emily and Connor have already decided that on this weekend they're going to get together for that cup of coffee, Al. So do you take a little ownership in that? Do you feel good about that? Do you, are you a little anxious? Like, what are your emotions right now?
A little nervous, you know what I mean? A little nervous, a little disappointed that I'm not part of the thread, that you and I are not on like a text chain, and I don't know, I just feel like...
on the email exchange.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that... and listen, I already said I'm a fan of Connor. I liked his delivery. I like the fact that he called into the show. and now, you know, I'm a little nervous for Saturday. I just want to make sure things go right. Like, I almost feel like I want to go take a shower and shave, and I have nothing to do with anything.
I have a little bit of... I don't know if it's a parental thing, but like I want Connor to send me his most recent bank statement. I want to see, like,
yeah,
and I, you can redact the...
I actually like that idea.
Yeah, you can redact the account numbers. I don't want to, like, steal your stuff. I just want to know that you're in a place in your life where, you know, this has some potential. And it's not just, you know, like, Emily's going, do you have a bed frame to kind of test the water on, like, are you a real adult?
Sure.
I'm just cutting to the bottom line. Like, do you have a 401k? Do you contribute to it? Are you starting to
put
together?
That's a rough IRA.
I don't think right. I'm going too far by just saying, hey, send me your 2019 to 2020 tax returns. That's all I'm asking. I just want to see. I want to have a kind of a quick second with your accountant. Just have a quick conversation. I'm not saying long. I'm just saying like 30 to 45 minutes. And I think there's things that kind of come into play that I've got a lot more questions right now than I have answers. And I think that's fair.
Also going to say, sorry, Dave in Thousand Oaks, though, if you still want to get in on this, my DMs are still open, but I figure you're probably at practice because the Rams are practicing right now. So I don't know if you just didn't have time to send me that little message.
Speaking of, Sean McVay, head coach of the Rams, is going to join ESPN 710 at some point between 12:45 and when he's available. Right, that's when the clock starts. Maybe with me and Al here in the next 10 minutes. It's probably slightly more likely to be with Mason and Ireland after 1 o'clock. But Sean McVay coming up in just a bit. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. So the Raiders got hosed on an inadvertent whistle that resulted in them giving up a touchdown to the Bengals that shouldn't have counted. That's absolutely nothing compared to what happened 20 years ago today when Tom Brady fumbled in the snow and they decided it wasn't a fumble, that it was the tuck rule. And 20 years later, this still makes no sense.
It was forward.
Ridiculous.
Incomplete. You tucked it, and then the snow came in. And then right after that, there was an angle that we didn't see. And JFK, we want to go back to that as well. We
want to review film?
That. Yes.
Look, forgive me for oversimplifying.
Yeah.
Maybe Charles Woodson drilling him in the back had something to do with that football coming out. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a football referee. I didn't go to referee school. Like Kirk said something on the pregame show the other day that you know, Kirk not only does Rams pre, half, and post with me, he also
does college games.
He does a ton of college games. Almost just about every Saturday during the college football season, Kirk does a TV game for ESPN. And he said, you know, I watch a rules video every week, so I know what's going on coming to these things. And that's Kirk. Kirk is a prepared guy, and that's how he rolls. I do not watch a rules video every week. But I do know that if Charles Woodson, who's in the Hall of Fame, hits you in the back while you're not looking and the ball comes flying out of your hand, that's a fumble. I don't need to watch a video. I know that that's a fumble. And yet that moment launched the Tom Brady dynasty into what it is still 20 years later. Rams are playing Tom Brady on Sunday. Yeah. If he's not the best quarterback in the league, he's still in the top two, three, or four. He's right near the top. What if that call is called correctly? It's that, you know, Marty McFly space-time continuum thing that, you know, you can't go back and talk to your parents or whatever it is because it changes the chain of events for the rest of eternity. If that isn't called, I still think Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Yeah,
he probably finds
Tom
a way.
Brady. Yep.
But there is something to be said. Like Kobe always said, like, if I would have gotten drafted by the Hornets, I still would have found a way to win all these championships. And I believe him. But, I mean, that was pretty bleeping terrible, Al. And 20 years later, he's still going. You talk about getting off on the right foot.
So I think the argument of the actual play, it's like everybody agrees. Like still nobody understands what the hell anybody's talking about. That is the craziest part. That was 20 years ago. And, oh, by the way, this upcoming weekend, Tom Brady has a game against the Rams in Tampa for a chance to continue, get two Super Bowls in a row. Like, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. And I
the
think
only
that's
thing
what,
that's almost as
that's
stupid.
What stands out one... most, that's what stands out most to me.
There's one thing that's almost as stupid, and maybe stupider.
Will Chamberlain stats?
That's different. Always Will Chamberlain, like Michael says. LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron is in his 19th season, and he looks like and plays like he's still 28 years old. It defies explanation that, you know, you can look at some numbers that maybe he's a little less efficient or maybe he's doing a little bit. The fact of the matter is, just about every night that LeBron James walks out onto an NBA court, he's the best player out there. Very, very rarely is that not true. And you're talking about maybe KD on a given night. I don't know who else, maybe Steph once in a while. But 20 years in, we're still talking
stupid
about LeBron the way we talk about Tom.
Okay.
It's inexplicable. There's no words to describe how impossible that task is.
And this is, like, if we want to go back, you know, and if you ask somebody, hey, what's your favorite Kobe moment? There's a lot of people that would say his final game, right? There's a lot of people that say his last game at Staples Center, everybody watching. What do you mean the guy's going to have 30 tonight? What do you mean he's going to have 40, 50, ends up with 60, right? Like one of those performances. That arguably goes down as one of the greatest, because if you kind of add everything up, his age, how many years he's been in the league, all the hype about him closing out his career and everything else, that certainly is in the talks of one of the greatest games. Like you have that one game.
Moments. Yes.
And then you look at this and it's like, wait a minute, what do you mean Bron is in MVP conversation right now? Or what do you mean
Tom Brady? That's the difference.
That's the difference. The difference is, and we know Kobe in the sense that Kobe, you take any of those individual, if Kobe was competing for a championship in his final year, that's the only thing he really truly cared about. And that's what, you know, I think that's part of the love that everybody had for Kobe, cared about winning. That's what makes what Bron or what Tom Brady, it's like, here they are at this stage of their career. And I know for Bron and the Lakers right now, it doesn't seem like at this moment, hey, they're going to be in the mix competing for a chip. But it's not because of him. Like, it's not his performance that is because of that at this stage he kind of had this big drop-off. And then here's freaking Tom Brady this weekend. He's a couple games away from getting back to the Super Bowl.
That would be a nice way for the Matthew Stafford Super Bowl run to start, by clipping Tom Brady. You know, because I saw the number the other day. Tom Brady's something like 14-2 in the divisional round in his life. It's something just insane that he's been through. Just extraordinary. But why not have it start with something weird and have it end with Matthew Stafford and the Rams going into Tampa and tuning him up? I hope that Sean McVay doesn't show up in the middle of the dump. That will be awkward. to dump out talking about Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al Yankovic to asking questions about Eric Weddle, that'll be a quick left turn, Al. So be prepared to go from dump topics to Rams topics. Just
well,
be
Emily, I got something very important here. I got a text here that I need to read from the one and only Michael Thompson. And
okay.
Michael wants to give some advice. This is very important. Whatever Travis and I say, it's one level. Michael has a lot more experience in life. He says, tell him the first thing she should look for when she meets or sees her blind date. His teeth. If the teeth are bad, run. Michael Thompson.
Signed, okay, I've heard,
Michael Thompson.
I've heard that. I've also heard fingernails. Both are good indicators of cleanliness and whether a man is taking care of himself.
Fingernails is in, like, they're not, like, dirty, or fingernails is in they've been manicured? Like, how deep down that rabbit hole are we going?
I think it's more of a not dirty and, like, just they shouldn't be the main thing you see. So you look at them, and if they're clean, that means, one, they shower. Because if you shower, you have to.
Minimum entry requirement.
Like, Travis and I, we are known for not exactly being handymen. And what if that.
Speak for yourself. I know how to use glue.
That's true. That part is true. What if the hands are just roughed up because this is what they do? Like, they're using their hands all day. They're out there. They're grinding. Does it also have to do with the occupation?
Yes, but I'd also prefer they didn't come right off the, checking oil.
The job site?
People's cars. Yeah. and Connor doesn't seem like
he's... Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Doesn't seem like Connor
rebuilt this transmission. I don't know. That whole manly man thing, though, strong hands, calloused
hands. Some people like that. That's a lot of girls.
I was going to say, that's
not
a bad deal.
As long as they are clean. I don't mind calloused hands. That's nice. You work out. You work with your hands. That's a good thing. But wash them, please.
That'd be nice. I feel like if you're
and
having
your
to
teeth.
Tell
and
an adult teeth. To wash his hands, we've already failed.
Hey, so yeah, I just had Indian food, but hey, nice to meet you.
Put it right here. Put it right here.
But thank
like
you, Michael.
Really bad way to go. But Michael knows things too. All right. This day, 1972, Sandy Koufax, the youngest player ever elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame at 36 years old. That's Sandy Koufax's career is one of those that was really short. Unbelievably, he had a 5-year window that's probably better than just about anybody else has ever had. He was extraordinary, but he got hurt. And Sandy Koufax shows up now. He pitches 18 years because they can fix all of the things that were going on right there. There's so many things that happened then that not Willis Reed. Who's the guy that played for the Kings? Bernard King. Bernard King is another one. He was an unbelievable NBA player. He tore up his knee. He's out for 6 months now and goes and has an incredible career, and then it altered his career forever. That so much of this is being lucky and era and all of that stuff, and Koufax is a perfect example.
How long was Cam Akers out for?
5 minutes, maybe 10?
Like six months?
That to me is unbelievable. Like watching him this past weekend, and it's not like he was avoiding contact. Like, no, I want to hit somebody. That's a perfect example of just how quick guys can come back now.
You nailed it, Al. It wasn't just that Cam Akers played in a game, which in and of itself is
insane.
5.5 months after rupturing an Achilles, you're playing.
This dude was like, give me a bring. Where is the guy I can
people.
Hit?
He was just destroying guys. He was looking for contact, running downhill, making cuts. It was absolutely crazy. Emily showed me this morning. This might be the worst look of any banner I've ever seen. You know, some teams hang a wild card banner, and you know we got to the semifinals banner. Lakers hang championship banners.
Yep.
Dodgers hang pennant, World
yep.
Series championship flags. Florida State basketball has a banner that hangs in their arena that says 2020, the year. Mm-hmm. Then underneath it has the word canceled. And then underneath that, it has finished number 4 in the rankings. Hey, guys, we played about 15, 20 games. We're out. Hang the banner. That is the most minor league. This is Florida State. They win things. They're good at stuff. What are they doing?
Let me say this. That one I really don't get because it's confusing and you're putting canceled and you're saying rank this. Like, I don't know. That one, maybe there was a better way to do it. It's a very confusing banner. Let's put it that way.
Right.
But I don't hate on, like, the Suns. I think the Suns put up Western Conference Championship, whatever the case is. I get certain franchises that are putting things up. There's a level. And, you know, the Yankees have a different level than the Padres, right? Like,
no, for sure they do, but this is the equivalent of we finished third in the JV tournament my sophomore year, but we didn't get to the finals.
This one is confusing.
The bus broke down.
But Trav, do you know what I'm saying? That there's certain franchises, people get mad when somebody hangs up, you know, for that city and that franchise. I get it's a different, you know, the expectations are different. But this exact one makes no sense and is incredibly confusing.
It's embarrassing. So typecasting is a thing in Hollywood. You don't want to be known as one thing. Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter, right? So I think that's what this is stemming from. Daniel Radcliffe is going to play Weird Al Yankovic. Way to go, Cal Poly Slow. Weird Al is your famous alumni. But Weird Al, Daniel Radcliffe is Weird Al. You there for that, Al?
Probably not, but I will say that it's okay to be one thing. Like, there are people who have made an unbelievable career off of being one thing, but I get it. It's really tough to associate them with anything after.
What's the exact opposite of Harry Potter? Weird Al. I'll be Weird Al. Thanks for doing that. By the way, I'm a Weird Al guy. I think he's pretty damn funny, so I may be in for that. How do people find the pod, Al?
All right, ESPN app or on iTunes. Just search Travis and Sliwa. Catch the full 3 hours.
Sean McVay coming up with Mason in Ireland, which is coming up next. Slee and I tomorrow morning at 10. Don't miss it.